to the Archers.
There you are, Eddie. Received with thanks.
What's this?
The money for the turkeys. Isn't that what we agreed?
I wouldn't have given you a cash prize if you said you were paying by cheque.
Sorry, Eddie, but there it is. Take it or leave it.
What if you just gave me 20 quid of it in cash?
Oh, come on, Eddie. Grey Gables can't be your only customer.
No, I've done really well with turkeys this year.
And haven't any of them paid you cash?
Blimey. After all I did for you last week.
Did for me?
You know, darling. Being wishy-washy in Linda Snell's pantomime.
Not to mention Bert Fry's.
Do you know what I went through on Saturday night trying to be in both pantos at once?
What you went through? What do you think it was like for us on stage?
You weren't worried that I was going to miss my cues, were you?
No, Eddie, I wasn't worried. I was petrified.
And I thought you had nerves of steel.
Whatever gave you that impression?
I don't think I'd fancy white water rafting.
I'd rather be going down the Zambezi at 40 miles an hour than walk on stage not knowing whether you were going to be there or not.
The audience loved it.
Lucky them.
They're the ones you do it for. Did you hear about how I got me cloak caught in Sid's car door?
I thought Clary was driving you.
No, she was, but the windscreen wipe was packed up, so Clary asked Sid. Any road. Sid was driving back to the village hall like the clappers, because he didn't want to miss any of Kathy's performance. And I'm trying to take it.
Here, isn't that true? I thought you wanted to get on with your Christmas shopping, Eddie.
That's my old mate, John Peel.
Your mate?
Well, sort of. Hang on a minute, I'll just get his autograph.
Eddie, he's on holiday.
You're never on holiday from your public.
You are when you're taking a phone call.
What's he doing here?
They're having their Christmas party here.
Who are?
The Radio 1 DJs.
Jack Woolley never misses a trick, does he?
It was nothing to do with Mr. Woolley.
Here come they pick Grey Gables then.
Personal contact of mine.
You mean to say you know John Peel and you've kept his secret all this time?
No, I don't know John Peel. At least I didn't till yesterday, but I met his boss.
Where?
On holiday. The BBC had faxed him saying that the reservation they'd made for Christmas had fallen through.
So you persuaded them to come here?
Well, I mentioned we did have space available for Christmas and, I gave him the Grey Gables fax number. The rest is history.
John Peel was going to be eating a Grange Farm Christmas turkey.
Not exactly.
If you bought other turkeys, I can tell you they won't be as good as mine. I was listening to John Peel. I was plucking them yesterday.
He's a vegetarian.
He'd only have to taste a Grange Farm turkey and he'd change his mind on the spot.
Jean-Paul's providing a vegetarian menu.
Rabbit food.
Oh, Caroline, there you are.
How are your fingers now?
Eddie Grundy. I will never again play a nursery rhyme medley for any entertainment in which you appear.
You think you'd be great for working with a professional?
Professional? First I had to improvise while we waited for Linda's celebrity.
Hey, Caroline, there couldn't be any connection between Linda Snell's celebrity and John Peel, could there?
Well, Robert and John were at school together.
Yeah, and he didn't even bother to turn up.
Do you want something, Sir Antrimus?
Well, yes, I wonder if I left my swimming costume behind after the super splash last Thursday.
Oh, right. I'll just look in the lost property box.
What if John'd like to come and see me in Bert's panto tonight? That'd be one in the eye for Linda Snell.
Well, I shall be turning up to watch.
Wish I'd booked.
Have you got a ticket, Jolly?
No, I thought I might go and see if there were any returns.
No need, my dear. You can come with me.
What?
Well, I booked two tickets for myself and Robin. He promised me faithfully that he'd let me know by lunchtime if he could come. I'd be delighted to take you with me.
Well, I do have rather a lot to do, what with Debbie Aldridge's birthday party tomorrow. You have so many other bookings. Oh, is this your bathing costume?
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you.
What do you have to pay to have Christmas here?
Do you want to look at the tariff? They're all in here.
No point looking at it. We wouldn't even be able to afford a sausage.
I'll even come and pick you up. How's that?
It's rather out of your way.
Caroline, you're never turning down a chance to see Eddie Grundy live on stage.
I'll happily come and pick you up. Now, it starts at 6 p.m, so I'll see you here at 5:15.
Here, where's John Peel gone?
Hello, Bert. I'm looking for Mrs. Archer.
Oh, ain't she in the house?
I'm in truth.
Oh, seems funny to hear her called Mrs. Archer.
Well, that's what she is. Is this the cow she wanted me to look at?
Ah, her foot don't seem to improve much since she was here last week.
Oh, so I see.
And Ruth said she was sorry, but she and David had to go and do their Christmas shopping. They thought it'd be less crazy today than tomorrow.
I only hope everybody else hasn't the same thought. Okay, girl, I'm not going to hurt you. But can you just hold her tail out of the way for me?
Right.
Thanks.
Ruth's cooking all the Christmas dinner.
Gently. So, David will be doing the farm work on his own.
Well, we'll get as much done tomorrow as we can.
No, I don't envy farmers over Christmas.
Well, there's a lot of people who think the same of Major Minister.
Me? I've got the rest of the week off after I've sorted this heifer out.
Well, you mightn't be in the surgery, but you'll be in the church.
Well, if people are feeling sorry for me for being in church over Christmas, all I can say is I wish they knew what it was like to participate in one of the most joyous services of the Christian year.
Well, it's still a lot of work for you.
Oh, you can let go of it, Al.
Right.
I'll give her another lot of antibiotics, and that ought to knock it on the head once and for all.
Right you up.
Steady, girl. There. Ah, that should do the trick. Right. Now, I must be getting on. I've got plenty to do before I come and see you on stage tonight.
Oh, you've got a ticket?
Oh, yes. I'm coming with Marjorie. Which reminds me, I was supposed to ring her this morning and tell her I'd bought the tickets.
Well, you know it's starting at 6, so the kiddies don't have to stay up too late.
Now, that's why I particularly wanted to come tonight. I'd like the kids to see that the minister can boo and hiss with the best of them.
Well, I hope they're not going to be too noisy. I don't want to strain my voice and not be able to do the reading on Christmas Day.
In that case, I won't shout too loud. The congregation won't want two of us croaking away. Now, I must go home and phone Marjorie before she makes alternative arrangements.
John Peel wouldn't have been clapping like that if he hadn't liked it.
Uh-huh. Who's John Peel?
You want to watch it, Bert? If you're not careful, you won't have any voice left tomorrow.
It's a reading in the church I'm worried about.
Yeah, so Slarry. I think she knows her as off by heart.
Yes?
Is that Mr. Grundy?
John Peel's come backstage to see me. Come in, John.
I just wanted to congratulate you on your DJ impressions.
Oh, just something really sight to do on the spur of the moment, like.
If any of my colleagues were ill, you could stand in for them.
Do you mean that? You see, Bert, what did I tell you about that bit I put in?
I thought you were very good too, Mr...
Bert Froy. Oh. If Radio 1 ever needed me, I'd be very happy to take over from anybody.
Can we come in?
Yes. Well done, Bert.
Oh, thank you.
And you too, Eddie.
You're going to have to be careful with that voice, Bert.
Sorry, John. You know what it's like with the public.
Now, Bert, if I look in my bag, I've got some
Eddie,
honey and...
how would you feel about doing a repeat performance?
I'll be there.
If you wouldn't mind coming up to Grey Gables on Christmas Day.
John, Christmas Day when?
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime?
It'll be a great act to follow the nuts and crackers. Is there any problem?
No, it's just that... I don't know what my Clary would say if I wasn't home for Christmas dinner.
Would there be any room for Eddie and wife to join us for the meal, Caroline?
We do have one spare table at the moment.
I couldn't come later, could I? It's just that, I couldn't leave Dad and the boys on their own either.
Why don't you all come?
It's just that I'm...
John, you were planning to treat them to the meal?
Well, of course.
What? Have lunch at Grey Gables? For all of us?
Perhaps you wouldn't mind giving us a song or two as well.
As many as you want. Just wait till my Clary hears this.
Good, that's splendid. Robin, are you ready?
Yes. Linda asked me if I'd like to take anyone, so I've insisted that Marjorie comes with us.
Robin, I really don't think that Linda...
I wouldn't hear of you not coming with us, Marjorie.
John, I really don't think...
Eddie, why don't you come too? I know Robert and Linda would love to have you there.
Why don't I give you a lift?
Oh, if you do that, Eddie, I'll take Caroline and Marjorie with me.
Robin, why don't you and Caroline go on ahead? I know Linda won't mind if I turn up with Marjorie and Eddie.
Oh, good idea. Okay, Caroline?
I don't mind who I go with.
Robin, why don't you just drop me off?
Because I'm insisting you come with me and Eddie.
Well, in that case...
Right then, let's get going. We'll see you there, John. Night, Bert. After you, Caroline.
You're not all rushing off, are you?
I'm afraid so, but it was really good to meet you, Fred.
Bert.
Now you go home and look after that throat.
Don't seem to have a lot of choice, do I?
Who's a lovely dog, then? Yes, you are, Patch. Yes.
Sorry about this, but I was expecting to go to Linda's on my own.
I hope she's not going to mind John turning up with all and sundry.
I'm glad he persuaded Marjorie to go.
It was pretty mean of Linda not to invite her.
Yes.
I don't mind stopping to see such a lovely dog. Do I, Patch? No, I don't.
It's just I didn't want to feed her early tonight, when I know tomorrow that she mightn't get fed until quite late.
Why? What's happening tomorrow?
I'm afraid the poor girl's being left in at the surgery.
What?
Well, it's either that or drive her all the way down to Kent on Christmas Day and back on Boxing Day.
You're going to see your family?
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yes, but it won't be for long because I'll have to set off back for the St. Stephen's Day service.
I can't think of the last time I spent any of Christmas with my nearest and dearest.
I think Pat would rather not be in the car all that time. It seems hard-hearted, I know, but she's not a good traveller.
No, Charlie wasn't either. But I wouldn't have let him spend Christmas at the vet's, would I, Patch? No, I wouldn't.
There you all go.
Robin.
Yes?
Why don't I look after her for you?
But you must be up to your neck at Grey Gables.
She'd be just the excuse I needed to have some good long country walks.
It's a wonderful offer.
Good. And she might just take Mr. Woolley's mind off the Radio 1 party. Surely
yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
I thought of painting this van yellow, only I didn't want it looking like a British telecom van.
Well, now's your chance.
If I get a Radio 1 contract, I'll get a new van. Hang on the back there, Mrs. Andrebus, there's a corner coming up.
One does rather rattle about in the back here.
Would you like me to swap places, Mrs. Andrebus?
No, I'll be all right. Eddie, why don't you drop me off?
Don't you want to go to Linda's Nose?
It's just I feel a bit awkward turning up like this.
You leave it to me, Marjorie.
Linda's not going to turn you away when she sees who you're with. I can't wait to see her reaction when she sees me.
Linda's always loved entertaining. I'm sure she'll be absolutely delighted.
Kate, I hope you're going to put some orange juice in with that champagne.
Why?
Because that's what Buck's Fizz is.
And we have to have Buck's Fizz, do we?
Oh, Kate, don't argue. Today's Debbie's day.
I only have to look at that pile of presents and cards to see that.
You'll be 21 one day.
I won't be living at home.
Well, that'll be a relief for us all.
Why are you always so horrible to me?
Whoosh, she's coming now. I can hear her.
We're not going to sing Happy Birthday.
Alice has already sung it, haven't you, darling? Did you sing Happy Birthday to Debbie?
Happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Wow, are those all for me?
You must have more friends than I thought.
Come on, isn't your dad going to get a birthday kiss?
Oh, of course you are.
Now, how about some Buck's Fizz?
Well, please, can I have more orange juice than fizz? Don't tell me you had too much to drink at Linda Snell's.
Well, of course she didn't.
I should have thought alcohol was the only way to cope with the boredom.
It wasn't at all boring.
It was rather fun, in fact.
Why, did the conservatory fall down or something?
John Peel turned up with Eddie Grundy.
I thought the best bit was when she opened the door.
Poor Linda.
Why, what happened?
Well, she opened the door and John Peel, Eddie and Mrs. Andrews were standing there.
And then George dropped and before she could say anything, she gave the most enormous sneeze.
Only Linda Snell could get hay fever from poinsettias.
And slammed the door in their faces.
Then she had to explain it was an accident.
Sounds riveting.
Well, you had to be there to see it. I thought Caroline was going to choke with laughter.
So I noticed.
You want a piece of toast, Debbie?
No, I think I'll just have an apple. Save myself for lunch at Grey Gables. Darling, that present's from us.
Just a token of what's to come.
Brian and I are going to get you a really good horse.
In the spring. Soon as the jumps are ready.
Oh, Dad. Oh, thank you. Oh, Mum, thanks.
I thought looking around for the right horse for you might help keep Christine off my back.
That's not why we're giving Debbie a horse, Brian.
No, of course it's not.
Would you like me to fill that glass for you, Debbie?
Oh, thanks.
Alice, where did you have this nice bit of wrapping paper?
Look, what's this?
Kate, I thought you were filling that glass for Debbie.
All right.
Kate, I don't want to take you up to Grey Gables reeking of champagne.
Nag.
We've got to get through the whole of Christmas with you in this mood, Kate.
Are you looking for something from somebody special?
Well, there doesn't seem to be one.
The post from Canada's terribly slow at this time of year.
Why have I got to be looking for something from Simon?
I just thought...
I'm opening that envelope you've got in your hand now.
Oh, you might as well. Oh, I don't recognise the writing at all.
An unknown admirer.
What's that letter in with it? Panic, Mum. Don't you recognise this writing?
Oh, it's from Adam.
No, it's from a friend of his called Guy. Mm-hmm. He's just come back from Africa, and Adam asked him to post it, so he'll get it today.
Oh, look, there's a picture of Adam.
I wouldn't wear a hat like that, even in the middle of nowhere.
What's it say on the back?
I bet it took longer to dig this well by hand than it took Brian to dig out his fish pond.
That boy's wasted digging wells.
Well, they need water for irrigation projects.
And then they all go and have 10 children. If he really wants to do something for the third world, he should do something sensible, like going around handing out contraceptives.
I'm glad he's my brother.
Half-brother.
Prue always makes shortbread in that blue and white bowl.
Oh, right.
And her apron will be in the second drawer down.
Uncle Tom, why don't I go and make you some shortbread and mince pies at home?
Well, haven't you got everything you need here, then?
It'd take half the time in the food processor.
Food processor?
If you're busy, they're very useful.
Oh, perhaps I should have bought some in the supermarket after all, then.
My shortbread's never going to taste the same as Auntie Brew's. Where are the scales?
The scales?
Yes.
Well, can't you do it by eye?
I'm not used to this sort of cooking.
What sort of cooking do you and Mark have, then?
We try not to have cakes and biscuits.
Just pass me them matches, will you, please?
Here.
There's still a draft somewhere, and I can't make out where it's coming from. Now then, if I just light this candle, I should be able to see which way the flame blows. The whole point of moving her bed down here was so that she'd be warm. Though what Prue will think about sleeping downstairs, I just do not know. Still, I don't suppose it can be helped.
She'll have a lovely view out of the window.
I suppose it's better than her having to struggle with the stairs. Now, the cold can't be coming from under the outside door because I put draft excluders on that yesterday. Oh, no. That'll never be Jill in Kenton with Prue already.
No, it's Brian.
Well, I wouldn't want her to come home before me and Brian had got her bed moved out of the draft. Oh, dear, now would you believe it?
What?
The draft's coming from the pantry door and going into the parlour. It's open, Brian!
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Good heavens, Shula. I thought for a moment in that apron you were Prue.
No, I promised Uncle Tom I'd make some shortbread.
You checking for drafts, Tom?
And I found it. We need to move her bed over that way a bit. Then Prue will still be able to see out of the window.
Oh, right. Well, I'm coming. Just take my jacket off.
You do look very smart for moving beds.
Well, I'm about to take my eldest daughter for lunch at Great Gables.
Of course.
Now, look, if I just move these pillars a bit...
Really looking forward to it. Always assuming Kate behaves herself.
Right, well, now, if you'll just lift that end, Brian...
Uncle Tom, would you like me to help?
No. You leave the heavy work to me and Brian. Are you ready, then?
Yeah.
Right. One, two, three.
Just a minute. You have to weigh it down again.
Oh, dear.
There's something in the way.
Oh, I just put that pot there in case of accidents. Why don't I just put it upstairs for now?
Oh, I hope he's going to be able to manage.
Yes.
I mean, we can be here in 5 minutes, but...
It's just if she falls or something.
Yes.
Well, at least Peter's going to be here till Boxing Day.
Yeah, Jenny said he was coming early on Christmas Day.
Yes. It's a pity Johnny can't come. But I suppose one of their children is better than none.
Well, there are going to be plenty of other people popping in and out all the time.
Peter's not exactly very domestic.
You don't know that. He might well surprise us all.
I hope so.
It's my birthday present from Mr. Woolley. He said that if I asked you nicely, you'd play it over the speakers for me. Is that okay? Shall I just leave it here? Thanks.
Hello, Deborah.
What?
What are you doing here?
Talking to you.
What?
I wanted to wish my daughter a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I was looking at the map trying to find a scenic route from Chester back to London. Then I remembered what today was, and the idea of passing through Ambridge, as the Americans say, was too great to resist.
But how did you know...
You were here. I went to see if my old friend Sid was still at the Bull. He let slip the reason why he was so short-staffed.
Oh.
Aren't you going to ask me how I am?
I'm sure you're very well. You look very well now. People are waiting for me.
Yes, I saw you all in the restaurant.
What?
Can I get you a drink?
No.
I'd like to talk.
You haven't wanted to talk for the past 10 years.
Let me get you a drink and we can start to make up for it.
They're waiting for me.
Then why don't I come and join you?
No. Look... I'll talk to you for 5 minutes, okay?
I don't know why you're being so defensive, Deborah.
Absent fathers don't just turn up out of the blue unless they want something.
This one just wants to be friends.
Debbie was only going to be 5 minutes. They want us to order our dessert.
She's probably bumped into someone who wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Chatting up someone in the bar more like.
Kate, don't be ridiculous.
I'm quite surprised at some of the dishy men there are around here. I thought the only people who came to hotels for Christmas were at least 70. Mum, there was a man on a table over there who kept looking at you.
Looking at me?
Why shouldn't he look at you?
Where is he?
Oh, he's gone now.
Ah, it's nice to know I'm married to a woman who can still turn heads.
Hello, Shula.
Hello.
Have you finally managed to escape from Uncle Tom?
Oh, I could happily have throttled him this morning.
He so wants to have everything right for Prue.
Good heavens. That's a bit modern for Grey Gables, isn't it?
Debbie got it for a birthday.
Oh, do you know, I can remember Debbie being born. Suddenly made me feel very old when I saw her just now.
Where is she?
In the bar.
What did I tell you? Is she with somebody?
Yeah, I'm sure it's someone I've seen before, but I just can't think when.
Brian?
Not someone I've seen recently. Oh, there's Caroline. Excuse me. I must just go and give her this present. Then I'm going to go home and put my feet up and listen to the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols.
Boring.
Oh, that's just what I thought when I was your age, Kate, and now I wouldn't miss it. Bye.
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 Happy Christmas.
Oh, thanks. Caroline?
Brian, you've got to go and see who Debbie's with.
Why?
Because she obviously thinks he's more important than her own family.
But why did you take his surname?
Why shouldn't I have done?
He's not your father.
He's more my father than you've ever been, Roger Travers Macy. I'm sorry. I know that hurt, but it was meant to.
No, you're right.
I don't know how else to convince you that this just isn't the time or the place. Perhaps if I was having a quiet drink on my own...
I can't imagine a pretty girl like you ever has a drink on her own.
You don't have to chat me up, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to talk to you.
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
So how am I going to learn?
Please.
Dad.
No.
What about Roger, then?
All right. But not here.
Tell me where, and I'll be there.
Somewhere in Borchester.
When?
Next week?
No.
Look.
Then talk to me now.
Friday?
This Friday?
This Friday, Nelson's Wine Bar in Borchester.
That's not Nelson Gabriel.
Yes, I'll be there at 1 o'clock.
You will be there?
If you knew me at all, you'd know I was the sort of person who doesn't break her word.
I'll see you on Friday. And Deborah?
What?
Happy birthday.
I'll have the pear and fresh peach sorbet, please.
Kate?
Whatever's got most chocolate.
Please.
Please.
And I'll have the traditional spotted dick with custard. Jenny, do you think I should order something for Debbie?
She's here now.
Debbie, I was just wondering what you'd like for pudding.
Nothing for me, thank you.
Who was he?
What do you mean?
Shula said you were talking to a man in the bar.
I don't know why they always think they can try it on.
It can't have been that bad. You've been away long enough.
Perhaps we will have a pudding.
No, we sent the waitress away.
I can change my mind, can't I?
Debbie, you all right?
Yes, Dad, I'm fine.
Oh, thanks.
Debbie, Kate's already had 2 glasses of wine.
I want to drink a toast. I want to drink a toast to Dad.
Oh.
I just want to say thanks for being there, through the bad times as well as the good. To Dad.
To Dad.
Down, Jet, down.
Hello, Jet.
Jill, do we have to have this dog in here? He should be out in his kennel.
Well, it is Christmas Day.
How are Uncle Tom and Prue?
Well, I think Prue will get very tired as the day goes on, but Peter and I didn't have any problem getting her out of bed. Thank goodness one of their children could stay over anyway.
She'll probably be worn out with visitors.
Well, not if they only pop in for 10 minutes or so.
Well, it depends how many people they have popping in for 10 minutes or so.
Any sign of Kenton or Elizabeth?
Nope, not one.
Wonder if I should go and wake them up. Elizabeth did mutter something about coming to church.
No, don't go and wake anyone for a couple of minutes, Jill.
Can you remember when they were little? They couldn't wake up early enough to have their presents.
Which one tried to climb into our bed with their stocking at 2 a.m.?
David.
Oh.
When I remember that little warm body who was so determined to play.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems funny to think that he's now old enough to invite us for Christmas lunch. That's why I feel it's a bit of a loose end. I haven't got a turkey in the oven to worry about.
Well, then come and sit down.
Why not? Oh. Where did this present come from?
It's from me. I wanted to give it to you while we were on our own.
Oh, am I allowed to open it?
Go on.
Phil, it's beautiful. I've always liked garnets. Where did you find it?
Well, Dad gave it to Mum for me when I was born.
Oh.
Probably because all the Lawson Hope babies had bib pins.
Bib pins? I've never seen one before.
She was going to give it to you when our first grandchild was born.
Oh, and I ruined her plans by having twins.
I don't think Shula and Kenton ruin anybody's plans.
I wonder when we'll have a grand charter party on too.
What? I've been just giving it to you and you're trying to get rid of it.
It is something we'd both like.
What I'd like is a kiss from my wife.
And why not? Down, Jeff, down.
He's jealous.
Well, in which case, it won't hurt him to be shut in there for a couple of minutes. Good dog. It's only going to be for a minute or two. Now, wasn't I going to give you a kiss before we were so rudely interrupted?
Yeah. Morning, Phil. Oh. Morning, Jill. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Ruth.
I've just come over to see if you can let me have some clothes. When I was looking for my recipe book this morning, bread sauce seemed to be a lot easier than I thought.
Yes, I bought some more clothes last week.
You have got bay leaves?
Yeah.
Here they are.
Like a cup of tea or something stronger?
No, thanks, Phil. I've left a tray of brandy snaps in the oven.
Mm. Brandy snaps?
Oh, I thought some people might find Christmas pudding a bit heavy. Thanks for the clothes. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Hope she's not trying to do too much.
Good, why? Brandy snaps need split-second timing.
And so do we, if we're ever to get that kiss. I wasn't even touching you.
No.
Well, let's see if we have any more luck under the mistletoe in the hall.
Hello, where are you two up to?
Oh, did you want something?
It's just all right.
He's just a little bit jealous.
What of?
David, is something the matter?
I thought I'd better just come and tell you that Frieda's starting to farrow.
Oh, good.
It'd be nice to have a litter of piglets on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm just going to go up and check the ewes. I'll see you later.
Yeah, right. Now, quick. Let's seize our chance.
I think we've just missed it. Good morning, Elizabeth. Happy Christmas.
Mike, are you there? Mike!
I'm coming! Oh, Kathy.
I came to bring you this and say Happy Christmas.
Well, you better come in.
Thanks.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, well, I haven't been out.
Oh, I enjoyed the walk. Can I sit down?
Do you want to stay?
Oh, just for a few minutes. Are you going to open that present?
What's the point?
It's Christmas Day.
Is it?
You know it is.
Yeah, I know what day it's supposed to be.
Have you seen Betty?
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, don't be. She and the kids are better off at the ball. God, I wish he was here. I thought you might be here.
Mike, why don't I ring her?
What's the point? If she rang me this morning, I wouldn't talk to her.
Would you like to?
Yeah. I want to tell her I'm sorry. I'll see a doctor. I'll do whatever she wants. She should just come home.
Right. I'm going to ring the bell this minute and ask Betty to come home.
Ask her, please. Please, will she come home?
Oh, I don't think I ever want to eat again.
Me neither.
I'll remind you of that when you start asking me to make you sandwiches at 6 o'clock.
Well, I've done the milking, boy, then.
And talking of milk.
If Jack Woolley had just played my takes on the speakers, we'd never have to milk again.
How many times have I heard you ain't never gonna milk again? Hadn't happened yet.
It's like I told you this morning. It's all my reward for keeping quiet about Mike Tucker and that can of petrol.
Here, you should see the size of their telly.
On good form, was she?
Eh? Who?
He means the Queen.
Well, it's better colour than there is on our telly as well.
What are the boys doing?
Oh, they're watching some comedy.
Oh, well, they're going to have to miss the end. I'll go and fetch them.
Careful, Mary, look.
I ought never to have had that lick you.
John Peel's coming over.
I bet he's coming to tell us we're paying our own way.
I hope you're not going.
Well, we got a herd of cows to milk.
Well, of course you have.
What do you think of our Grange Farm turkey, then?
Daddy's a vegetarian.
I think my mates really enjoyed it.
I think they'll be mentioning it on the radio, then.
Well, I think Grey Gables will certainly get a few mentions.
I'm interested in Grey Gables.
If you could just give Grange Farm a mention.
John, I've got a little something I'd like to give you.
Really?
Well, knowing as you appreciate good music and that, and seeing how you've had such a good time here, I brought you a couple of tapes of the finest country and western singer in Ambridge.
He means him. He's tried to pass them on to everyone else, and now it's your turn.
I just don't think you've seen the full range of me talents this afternoon.
I don't know when I'll find time to listen to these, Eddie.
No worry, you take your time. I think you'll find they repay careful listening.
Well, thanks, and thank you for everything that you've done for us this afternoon.
Any time, John.
We'll settle everything. Have a safe journey home.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thanks very much.
John, mate.
Bye-bye.
Right, we going then? Who's driving?
Sort of say I'll be back at Grey Gables for tea.
Oh, thanks, Kathy.
Oh, I'm just glad I could help. I'll see myself out.
I don't know what I'd have done if she hadn't turned up when she did. It's not even as if it's on her way anywhere.
Yeah, perhaps it's like she said. She came to see you.
Yeah, but...
You see, people do care about you.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Sid.
Yeah?
Would you mind if Betty and me had a word on our own?
No, of course not, mate. Well, it's what you need. A bit of time together.
Oh, I think I need more than that.
Oh, Mike.
Now, don't worry about Roy and Brenda. I'll hang on to them for as long as you want.
Oh, thanks, Sid.
Yeah. Well, happy Christmas, Mike.
And to you, Sid. Well, we're on our own.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start.
Well, there's no hurry.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, no.
Just hold me.
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Hold me tight.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know you are.
I wouldn't blame you if you turned around and said you weren't coming back, but I can't get through this on my own.
Well, of course you can't.
It's going to be all right in there. If I get help.
Well, I think you do need to, yeah.
Trust me to want to see a doctor on Christmas Day of all days.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you just know it, eh?
Penny for him.
Oh, Sid.
Sorry. Don't make you jump.
Oh, I was just thinking.
About Mark and Betty.
Hmm. It was good of you to come up with Betty.
The least I could do. About time something worked out for Mike.
And for Betty.
Always thought Betty was the sort of woman who could take whatever life threw at her.
Oh?
I mean, look at what she's had to put up with from Mike.
Oh, yes.
Do you think he means it? Why he keeps saying sorry?
Well, everyone can say sorry. It's what they do that counts.
Ah, it's a hard one to learn, that, isn't it?
Very hard.
You'd think I'd have learnt it.
You? Why should you?
Because Polly once forgave me. The thing that was really important is she went on treating me just the same. I didn't feel I had to keep saying sorry.
There's a point where if you keep saying it, you keep going back.
Kathy, do you mind if I walked you home?
To Grey Gables?
To wherever you want it to be.
I'd like that.
Your hand's freezing. I haven't even got you a Christmas present.
I haven't got you one.
Just wish me a happy Christmas, Kathy. That's all I need.
Good heavens. I thought I'd find the swimming pool deserted.
It was, till Shula and I got in.
Are you going to join us, Nelson?
Only if I'm not expected to take part in any vigorous activity.
I shouldn't think there's a person in Ambridge up to that.
Kathy looks very spry.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to try racing her.
Ooh, do I gather a good time was had by all a bungalow?
Well, my husband and your business partner left each other well alone.
I'm glad to hear it.
Until Kenton got out a bottle of brandy.
When the lion lay down with the lamb.
Mark couldn't exactly lie down, because we had to go and help with Auntie Prue. But I think Kenton felt a bit rough this morning.
It always seems to be a magnet for all the young men at Ambridge. When I went round this morning to take her a nice bar of scented soap, John and Tony Archer were fighting for the privilege of helping her out of bed.
Oh, I'm glad everybody's rallied round. It's always so easy to think someone else will do it.
Usually your mother.
Yeah, she's got a lot on her plate at the moment with Dad.
Well, did he manage the long walk across the yard?
The bungalow's only 100 yards or so.
I was quite surprised at the people I saw out walking yesterday.
What's that, Nelson?
I was just on my way home from Jack and Peggy's when I saw a string of Grundys stretching out to the crack of doom.
Oh, yes. Clary insisted that they all walked out because they were over the legal limit. Hmm.
And how did you spend your Christmas, Kathy?
Oh, it was very quiet.
Shula and I were just commenting on how bright-eyed and bushy-tailed you were compared to the rest of us.
What do you mean? You don't look as if you spent yesterday slumped in a chair in front of a telly.
Oh, and you certainly don't look as harassed as the lovely Miss Bone.
Oh, she's been on duty all Christmas.
Hey, Caroline, is something the matter?
You haven't seen Patch anywhere, have you, Cathy?
No.
Who or what is Patch?
You know Nelson. Robin Stokes' dog.
You haven't lost her?
Yes.
Perhaps she's gone back to the vicarage.
Oh, that's an idea.
But would you like me to come and help you look for her?
No, it was my fault. I'm the one who offered to look after her.
Oh, I'm about to get out.
Well, I'll help if you like.
Oh, do you mind?
It means Shula'll be left in the pool on her own.
No, I'm about to go and see Marjorie Antrobus about tonight's service.
Marjorie Antrobus?
Well, perhaps she might know where Patchy is.
Shula, do me a favour. Don't say anything to Mrs. Antrobus.
But,
you know what she's like about Robin Stokes. I don't think I'd ever hear the end of it.
Look, come on, if you pass me my towel, I'll get out and come and look.
Well, sure, I thought you were having tea with a redoubtable Bunty Hebden.
Not this year, Nelson.
Oh?
Let's just say Mark and I aren't too happy with his parents at the moment.
Patch! Patch!
Oh, this is hopeless.
Oh, she can't have gone far.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave you.
Oh.
I'm awaiting for tea at the lodge.
Where, no doubt, you'll hear all about Mr. Woolley's brush with the stars.
The encounter I really like to hear about is their brush with Mr. Woolley.
We did try to keep him away from the Radio 1 lot as much as possible.
And not allow Christmas lunch at Grey Gables. Poor Jack, I almost feel sorry for him.
Not as sorry as you're going to feel for me if I don't find Robin's dog.
Hey, what's that over
what?
There?
No, it's just a fertilizer bag caught in the hedge.
Well, if I find her, I'll smuggle her back to Grey Gables as unobtrusively as I can. And, oh, remember, if you want a shoulder to cry on, the wine bar will be open as usual tomorrow morning.
You're expecting any customers?
Would I be opening if I didn't? Think of all those people be heading for the sales. They're going to need somewhere to relax, and what better place than my wine bar?
Thanks for helping us look, Nelson.
Oh, my pleasure. Even on a day like this, there's a lot to be said for a country walk with two attractive young women. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I feel as I've just aged about 10 years.
Oh, isn't it amazing how quickly the days seem to start drawing out again?
Yes.
Oh, look at that robin flying in and out of the hedge.
Kathy.
Oh, I know we sometimes grumble about Ambridge, but there's a lot to be said for living in the country.
Like romantic walks hand in hand with Sid.
What?
I saw you both yesterday when I was out with Patch.
Ah. Oh.
I've been trying to pretend all day I knew nothing about it, but,
I'm being a bit starry-eyed.
Oh, just a bit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm not saying you shouldn't
be. Oh, it really wasn't anything. But I know we were holding hands, but we just talked.
Oh, now you've got me burning with curiosity.
Well, you needn't be.
Sid and I just had a very nice walk together, and,
well, I'm going to see him again tonight.
Is he going to take you somewhere nice?
Oh, we're not going out. There's only him and Clarion at the ball tonight, and Lucy's off to Debbie Aldridge's.
Oh, I'm beginning to wish I'd gone hunting now.
Hey, what's that there? Running with the hounds.
Oh, no.
That's Patch.
Where?
At the back, covered in mud.
Patch! Come here!
Patch! Patch! Oh, she certainly looks pleased to see you.
Oh, I'm certainly pleased to see her. Even if she is a disgusting sight.
Oh, here's Robin now.
Oh, he is cutting it a bit fine.
Good evening. I'm so sorry.
We were just glad to see you in one piece, aren't we, Shula?
I'm afraid it took me a long time to get away.
Oh, dear. Hope nothing was wrong.
Nothing, Major.
Oh, good.
Now, remember, there's no need to be nervous about the press.
Oh, I've been trying to tell her that.
I'm sure it will all be fine. Now, when you're ready, Marjorie.
Well, we'll just wait a minute or two for Jill and Tom Forrest.
Right.
I do hope they haven't had trouble taking Auntie Prue back.
Oh, so do I. Good heavens. I didn't expect to see Nelson here.
I think he's at a bit of a loose end today.
Boxing Day's always a bit like that, isn't it?
Not if you're about to lead the prayers.
Good evening.
Oh, if you'd like to sit here, Nelson, I'm about to go and do my duty at the organ.
Oh, thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
Has Caroline found Patch?
No, not the last thing I heard.
Oh, dear. Poor Robin. And he doesn't seem to have had a very good time at home. Oh, good. There's Mum and Uncle Tom now.
It's a very good turnout.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad, is it?
And all lured here by the thought of mulled wine and mince pie.
Nelson!
Good evening, and welcome to the parish church of St. Stephen on this St. Stephen's Day. I've always had a soft spot for St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. And if any of you want to start imagining parallels between the first Christian martyr and my first year as minister in Ambridge, I'm afraid I must disappoint you. But I'm sure you won't be disappointed to know that there will be mince pies and mulled wine at the vicarage after the service. St. Stephen was stoned to death for blasphemy, for speaking the truth that proclaimed the love of God. It is the truth that I want us to celebrate here this evening. We are so used to lies and distortions that sometimes it is hard for us to see the truth of anything. Very often we even prefer not to see the truth, because we feel we'd be more comfortable without it. I'm not talking about those of us who've been delighted by presents that didn't altogether delight us, or weren't we delighted by the kindness of the thought that lay behind them. So we will look at the nature and importance of the truth in the service this evening. But we will start our service by singing While Shepherds Watched, number one on your service sheet, that has been so kindly printed for us by Robert Snell.
Us truly. When we look into our own hearts, don't let us just see what we are looking for, but also what others look for from us. Give us the courage to stand up for the things that we know to be true. Make us brave. Help us to find the words we need. Give us compassion. Amen.
Nelson, would you like another mince pie?
Well, you know what they say, a minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
I was reading the other day that if you cut out all the things that were bad for you, you could still only expect to extend your life by about 4 months.
Ah, but oh, what a lifetime those months would seem. So why not?
Jennifer, I'm sure I can tempt you to a mince pie.
I wasn't expecting to see you here, Nelson.
Why, do you think me completely incapable of redemption?
You're right about the wine, Nelson.
Yes, you can't taste that slight woodiness through the spices and sugar.
Nelson, you didn't sell Robin Duff wine.
I asked for a wine that was suitable for mulling.
And he didn't mean best Burgundy.
Yeah, this is perfectly good cooking wine. I wouldn't serve it with a meal, but...
Delicious when adulterated.
I thought you'd just preached a sermon on truth.
Oh, be careful.
Hello, girl. Did you miss me?
I get that sort of reception from Charlie if I'm away for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. The door was open. She just barged straight in.
Oh, come in, Caroline. That's why it's open.
Why don't I just leave Patch's leaving things in the hall?
Would you like a glass of mulled wine?
No, honestly, I don't think I should stay.
Now, stay there. I'll bring you one.
And where and when was Patch finally captured?
She managed to get herself muddled up with a hunt.
Did they have a good day?
I don't know. I didn't have time to ask. I had to take this one.
Yes, you naughty dog. Back to Grey Gables and wash her. Total immersion is not what Jack Woolley had the ornamental fountain in store for.
She certainly looks very clean and fluffy.
Had to use my hairdryer. Look, you haven't said anything about what happened, either of you, have you?
I don't think Robin would mind.
Oh, I would. Offering to look after his dog and then losing her. The hunt could have ended up miles away.
My advice, Caroline, would be to tell the truth and shame the devil.
When did you ever shame the devil, Nelson?
You may not have realized, Caroline, but I have just been to church.
Shula, do you think you could bring that chair over for Tom?
Oh, Caroline, hang on to my glass for me.
Shula, I...
Oh, I see someone's just got you a glass.
No, this is Shula's.
Why don't I take it over to her? She's been trapped by Bert and Frieda Fry. Fuel me.
A lot of people here.
Yes, it's a good turnout.
Go on, Caroline. My last mince pie. Then I can put the plate down.
Oh, I don't think I could.
Oh, you know what they say about emptying a plate? 1,000 a year or a handsome husband?
In my family, it's always 10,000.
They're obviously allowing for inflation. Are you sure I can't tempt you, Caroline?
All right. But only so you can put the plate down.
I'll put it in the kitchen, Robin.
Has Patch been all right?
Yes, fine. You've had a great time, Patch, haven't we? Any time.
Thanks. I might find that very useful. You did mean it.
Oh, yes.
She has to put up with me being out so much.
I suppose so. Oh, delicious mince pies.
Thank you.
Who made them for you?
I did.
Oh, I wish I could make pastry like this.
Now, that's a secret born of a cold vicarage kitchen.
I'm to come round for a meal sometime.
Why not?
Sorry, I didn't mean that. Just slipped out.
Would it be different if I invited you for a meal?
Robin, I'm an atheist. I don't go to church.
But you do have to eat.
Truth is, I've always thought religion rather a waste of time.
What do you think happens to people when they come for dinner here? Total immersion before they're allowed to sit down.
Oh, no, but what's the matter?
Well, roughly translated, I'd say she was inviting you to dinner next week.
Oh, Mike, they don't want any this morning.
Oh, not another one.
No, it's because people are away for Christmas.
Oh, I suppose so.
Well, we won't be down. Look at all the people who've ordered extra because they've got guests.
Yeah, I don't know. They're fitting them all in at some places.
Hell's Christmas. No one minds mucking in a bit.
Yeah. Look, how long are Roy and Brenda going to go on mucking in at the ball?
Mike, I didn't leave them there because... I just thought that the more time we had on our own trying to sort things out, the better.
Well, I'm going to see Dr. Thorogood this morning.
Yeah, I do think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, I know I am.
Anyway, I thought that if the kids came home tonight...
Oh, it's not going to make up for a missing Christmas, though.
They're not going to miss Christmas.
Love, Christmas was 2 days ago.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you. But Roy and Brenda have decided to have Willow Farm Alternative Christmas.
Eh? What's that?
Well, tonight they hang their stockings up, and tomorrow we have roast turkey and Christmas pudding.
They just want another lot of presents.
Well, I thought we could use some of the Christmas money we've been given to buy them some things in the sales.
Oh, it's charity. Stuffing a fiver in an envelope because people feel sorry for me.
We always get Christmas boxes.
Oh, yeah, a box of chocolates or something like that.
Mike, that's not true. There's always been some people who've given us bottles of wine and that, and there's those who've always given us money.
I'm looking on the black side again, aren't I?
Yeah, a bit. Especially when people have been so kind to us. Mrs. Antrobus has given us that jar of Stilton, and Linda Snell has given me some ever so expensive bubble bath stuff.
She's probably given it you because it makes her sneeze.
Well, it's not going to make me sneeze even if I have to wear a clothes peg on the end of my nose. Go on, we better get on or we'll be late for the surgery.
I don't know why you're laughing, Jill.
You do look funny with that rubber band round your ankles.
Wait, it's only what the physiotherapist told me to do. It's so that I can lift my hip against pressure.
You look as if you should be in a shiny leotard like those women on television.
1, 2, 3. Have you seen any sign of Elizabeth this morning?
It's only 9 o'clock.
Oh, I thought she was planning to go after the sails at the crack of dawn to find that... that perfect party dress to take to Scotland.
You know her idea of the crack of dawn?
I didn't hear her come in last night.
Didn't you?
No. I don't like her being off with Cameron at all hours of the night.
I thought she was seeing Nigel last night.
Nigel? Oh.
Come in.
What?
Hello, Jill. Oh. Hello. What are you doing? He's doing his physiotherapy exercises.
Can I come in?
Yeah, well, you seem to be in, Jennifer.
Well, everybody seems to walk straight into our kitchen.
Phil, your 5 minutes aren't up yet.
Oh, Jennifer doesn't want to watch me rolling around on the floor.
I'm sure she doesn't mind, dear.
I'll do some more later. Little and often, that's what the physiotherapist said.
Jennifer, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
I don't suppose I can give you anything to eat, like a mince pie.
No, thanks. I let myself have 3 at the vicarage last night.
Didn't Caroline and Robin seem to be getting on well?
I thought she had a nerve to be there, considering she hadn't gone to the service.
Oh, I don't think Robin would worry about a thing like that.
Certainly not when confronted by the charms of Caroline Bone.
Phil, do you want a coffee?
No, I'm going to go and wake Elizabeth.
Oh, but...
I'm only going to shout from the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, dear. I'm not sure that Elizabeth came home last night.
Why don't they just tell us?
I think I'd rather not know.
It's the barefaced lying I can't stand.
What's the matter?
Well, I just overheard Debbie on the phone to some man arranging to meet him in Borchester. And when she put the phone down, she said to me, cool as a cucumber, she was going to meet Lucy Perks.
How do you know she isn't?
Because I've just phoned Lucy and spoken to her.
Oh.
I couldn't ask her direct, so I had to tell her I was ringing to invite her to our New Year's Eve party.
Mm.
Well, that's another thing. When Debbie was on the phone, she saw me and she said, I can't talk now.
Oh, dear.
She was talking to Simon.
You don't know that.
Well, why else wouldn't she tell me? We've been so close recently. And when we had her birthday party, she toasted Brian. Oh, Jill, what a...
You have to let them make their own mistakes.
I'm not going to let Debbie make a mistake like the one I made over Roger.
I thought that was a true love match.
It was, but... Well, the physical side isn't everything, is it?
No.
You can still fancy someone even when they're giving you hell. Well, I'm not going to let Simon get away with it. If he wants to meet Debbie, he can meet her mother first.
They'll give us a shout when they're ready. Unless you want to go away and come back and collect the tablets later.
Nah, the sooner I get them happy pills, the better.
Dr. Thorogood did warn you they wouldn't do everything.
If they just cheer me up a bit, it'll help.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not expecting them to make me start cracking jokes.
Well, as long as you understand, they're not a wonder cure.
Yeah, I know. They'll just help me through the next couple of weeks till I can get to see the therapy woman.
Why do you assume it'll be a woman?
Because they're the ones that are good at listening.
Oh, Matthew Thorogood was good at listening just now.
Yeah, that's true. You know what he said I found most useful?
What?
When he said I was quite justified in feeling depressed.
Well, that's right. First the bankruptcy, then your eye.
And losing the roof over our heads.
I didn't think he was going to change his mind about that.
Nah, worse luck.
Well, I thought that was quite a good sign.
What?
Well, he did seem to think you'd be able to cope with it, that you wouldn't... No.
I don't think I'd have done it, Betty. I know when Kathy turned up, I told her I couldn't think of a reason for going on, but... Nah. I don't think I would have done it.
I should have come round that morning.
No. I should have talked to you on the phone.
But when you wouldn't talk to me,
Yeah, well, I didn't know what to say.
I think we did Sid and Kathy a good turn.
Eh? Well, me bursting into tears all over her.
She looked the bee's knees when she came into the bull last night.
Yeah, it's good of her to take over from you behind the bar.
She made it very clear to Sid that it was an exception.
I think she want to get her legs under the table again as fast as possible.
Well, I think they're both going to take it very slowly. They've said a lot of very painful things to each other.
Yeah, I've said a lot of painful things to you.
That's different. You're depressed.
And you haven't been committing adultery.
Hi.
Hello, Debbie. Well, you look as though you've been doing some serious shopping.
Yes. The problem with having your birthday so close to Christmas is that no one can think of the right present twice over. So for Christmas, most people give me money.
And you just have to go out and spend it.
My heart bleeds.
Mike.
I've just had a terrible fight with Elizabeth over a pair of boots.
Well, I bet she won.
They would have been a bit tight on me with socks. Elizabeth's done really well. Mind you, she was standing outside Underwoods when they opened.
We were out delivering the milk.
Did you really want a pair of skin-tight suede jumpers?
Not with my figure.
So you come to get something to soak your feet in now, have you?
No, not yet. No, I've come to get a lipstick. I left my makeup bag at home this morning.
Oh, you look fine to me.
Well, you know what it's like if you haven't got your lipstick.
Betty hardly ever wears her stuff.
Oh, it's Dutch courage for me, I'm afraid. You working tonight, Betty?
No, I'm having the evening off. I think it's just you and Clary.
No, Sid?
I think he might be taking the evening off too. Mm. No, I'm not working again till Tuesday.
Well, I'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Not working till Tuesday?
No, I'm going to spend some time with you and the kids.
Oh. I wonder who Debbie's meeting.
Must be a bloke.
Why?
Well, stands to reason. You wouldn't bother to push your way through that crowd to buy a lipstick unless you were meeting a man.
Oh. Then I ought to get jealous every time you put on your lipstick.
Oh, Mike. You know what I mean.
Excuse me. Sorry, if you could... Oh! Idiot!
Jennifer! I am sorry.
Roger! What are you doing here?
Spilling my drink over you in the time-honored manner.
But...
Look, they're just going. Why don't we grab that table?
Quick,
or we'll miss it.
Roger, go of me!
Just in time. Sit down.
I don't want to.
That's a shame.
What are you doing here?
Meeting Deborah.
Meeting Deborah?
I think you really had better sit down.
Thank you.
But what are you doing here? Unless, of course, Deborah's asked you to come and give her some moral support.
No, it's not like that.
I thought you'd have your hands full at home farm.
Brian doesn't chain me to the sink, you know.
Meaning I did.
I don't want to talk about Brian.
He's a lucky man.
If you're going to start trying to sweet talk...
Going to say to have a stepdaughter like Deborah.
Oh.
Doesn't Alice look like Brian?
Know about Alice?
I've seen you around the village.
How dare you?
But if you mean, how did I know you'd had Alice?
Yes.
Adam, of course.
What?
He wrote to me to ask if I could find him some books on early agricultural practice. I needed to know more specifically what he was looking for, and now we've got into quite a correspondence. I've got a pile of books put on one side for him when he comes home. Has he told you when that'll be?
No. Debbie had a letter from him on Tuesday, and... He just said spring.
I'll be looking forward to seeing him.
I didn't know he was writing to you. Roger, did Debbie ask to see you?
No.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Not for me. Here she is now.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Deborah, can I get you a drink?
I'll have a Coke.
Jan?
Jennifer. No, thank you.
Back in a minute.
Why didn't you tell me?
What are you doing here?
After all Brian's done for you.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
I thought you were meeting Simon.
Mum.
Well, you've been so mysterious this morning, and when I rang Lucy...
Oh, you're spying on me again.
It's better than not seeing you for years on end.
And if I'd said to you I was coming to see Roger, then what would you have done?
Oh, I don't know.
Or Dad. Look, Mum... Roger's not going to come pushing his way into my life except on my terms.
What terms are those?
I want to see that he doesn't just want something from me.
But of course he wants something from you. Look what he got from me.
What did he get from you?
You!
Well, he voted with his feet on that one, didn't he?
Here we are. I got you a brandy, Jen.
I said I didn't want anything.
I'm sorry, I thought you could do with it.
I can do without your brandy. And I can do without you, Roger Travers Macy. And I've no doubt that when our daughter knows what you're like, she'll think the same.
I'll see you later, Mum.
Well, when the two of you have sorted out your relationship, perhaps Debbie will let me know where I stand.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I didn't expect to see her.
Oh, neither did I.
Huh. I'll say one thing for your mother.
What?
She's still the same old Jennifer.
The Ultras was written by Louise Page, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Neil Fraser, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. As it's the season of goodwill, we thought we'd give Chris Searle a holiday.